is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Strain Addicts? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com, and I'm finally here on this Sunday afternoon. It's November 20th, just the Sunday before, what is it, Thanksgiving? Oh, we pick out and eat. Yes, I'm so excited because I get to make my mashed potatoes. If you haven't had my mashed potatoes, you ain't living. I'm just saying that before I even kick off this season finale of The Strain. Now, I know some of y'all are like, dude, you are slow as hell. I know. I watched it a while back when it came out. I have my notes ready. I was waiting for Jesus. Now, some of y'all that have been listening to past recap shows of The Strain, you know I do it with a friend of mine named Jesus from dysfunctional.com. Now, I have all the free time in the world. But apparently Mr. Diva, Hollywood Diva, because he's out there in Hollywood, he never has time for me anymore. He's just, it's like I helped him get out of the nest. Like I was like, come on, little birdie, go. And then he just flew off and I'm like, come back and visit. And he doesn't visit. So I don't know what his deal is. So I told him a couple of days ago, I'm like, the hell with you. I can't let the fans and I hurt because you don't want to be a part of it. So I'm going to do the show. I'm going to do a little quick review going over everything. It's been a minute since I watched it, but as I see my notes from when I watched it, I was like, damn, I was very emotional during this episode. This was the season finale. It aired on October 30th, the Sunday before Halloween. It was called The Fall. And boy, was it. Looking at my notes here, I dropped them because the emotions are coming back. I was a fan of the SEAL vamps. When Palmer and his men get attacked by the SEAL vamps. Holy crap balls! I did not expect Homeboy to be the master. Like when his eyes, I was like, oh, so the master's talking to him through there. But then all of a sudden, all the gooky, slimy worms went into Palmer. And I was like, oh, crap. Because we all know, well, most of us know, that there was a meeting set up with Palmer and Professor and Fett and the team and everything else to figure out how they were going to get the master in this coffin. And now the master's inside Palmer. Shish kabobbers. So now the Palmer, he pretty much helps out Eckhurst because he got his ass blasted. So he's no longer going to die. And then he still sets up this meeting. And I don't know about y'all, but just the way that Palmer was acting, I'm very surprised that Professor found out. He figured it out a little bit later than what I thought he would. I figured he would have figured it out right off the bat that this is not a normal Palmer. Something's up with Palmer. But then Palmer starts fighting. It starts whooping everybody's ass. I mean, because, like, of course, he's the master. And then meanwhile, downstairs, Quinlan is kicking all those vamp SEAL team asses. Quinlan is just so badass, isn't he? I mean, he's just, man, he's just badass. And then Palmer's like trying to escape. And then all of a sudden you hear ding and the elevator opens up. I was like, oh, damn, it is time for a whoop ass. And Quinlan whoops the master's ass big time and then throws his ass in the freaking coffin. I was like, whoa, that was cool. I was happy with it. You know, watching, I wasn't going, that was too easy. No, I believed everything. I was like, yeah, Quinlan got the upper hand and got his ass and did a freaking WWE move. Bam, right into the coffin. Done. Over with. Undertaker move. Bam. Done. So I was like, okay, this is cool. You know, I guess we're going to have to see how the next season is going to pan out because rumor has it, well, we got one more and that's it, right? So all of a sudden, while that crap happens, F stays. And then what? Kelly shows up, Kelly Vamp, and Zach show up. Of course, they start fighting. And I was like, okay, cool, killer, you know? Or, oh, man, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it over again. I mean, if Kelly would have killed F, I would have been happy with that. Because if Jesus was still here, we both are not fans of F. Not at all. None whatsoever. So I would have been happy with that. Now that I think about it, I'm talking out loud with you guys and girls. So, yeah. So all of a sudden, bam. I was very surprised that F stuck that knife through her chin, out her head, and killed Kelly right in front of Zach. But Yeah, I really thought Zach was going to have a different reaction to that. I mean, I knew he was going to be a little shit and be pissed off like he always is. But I did not think he was going to pick the nuke detonator and blow up the freaking city. I was like, this little shit. Like, what the? I really hate Zach. I really hate Zach. I think I hate him more than I hate F. Oh, I could not believe it. Could not believe that he set off the device and just to be a little shit and for F and not, oh man, I was pissed. And then to see the team trying to get on the boat, they see the explosion. The coffin gets open, so the master's free. Quinlan, Jesus Christ, Quinlan didn't even know what the hell was coming until he hit that freaking tombstone. Did y'all see him hit that tombstone and hear him hit that tombstone? So I'm worried because that was, I know he's not dead. He can't be dead. He's badass. But still, that's going to leave a mark. He hit that thing hard. And then Zach comes downstairs and he's like, Dad killed Mom. Okay, come with me. I hate Zach. I mean, it was overall, this episode was intense and it was a really great season finale. It's just, that's how I can tell how I like episodes, like roller coaster of emotions. And then the freaking sun gets blocked and holy what? Now the team is going underground to stay safe and the vamps are coming out. So I think next season it's going to be a whole different, whoa, you know, humans are going to be underground. Is that what it looks like? I don't know, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the next season. Could be the series season finale thing. I don't know. I haven't read anything. I don't plan on reading anything. So if I get any info, it's going to be from you guys out there that tweet me and leave comments and all that good stuff to tell me what is in store. But great season finale. The season was just badass. Thumbs up, totally. 10 out of 10 for the season finale. Jesus, what do you give it? Oh, I forgot, Jesus, you're a loser. You're not with us. It's okay. It's all good. All right, people, that is it. If you want to check out more of our past recap shows, go to iTunes. Talking the Strain is what you look up. Or you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Everything is there. If on the top, you'll see a little tab where it says iTunes on the top. And it has all the shows we do besides this. The Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, Arrow, all that stuff. The Strain, so pick your poison. If it's not there, well, then maybe let me know a show that I should be watching and talking about. I don't know. Maybe I should try something different. Put it on top of my plate with my 2-year-old son. Man, he's getting crazy. But one day he's going to be on these podcasts. He's probably not going to like the shows that I watch, but he's going to be on here with it. It's going to be called Parents Know Best, and you're going to watch this. And I don't care if you don't like it or not. Yeah, that's it, people. Have a great weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving around the corner. That's it, people. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Everything else is on my blog if you want to find it. If you jump on the Good Shows app, it's absolutely free, and it's kind of like Get Glue and TV Tag, but better. We didn't have those badges. I was never a fan of those badges. I'm just telling you. All right, people. That's it. I think I'm done. I got to do a couple of recaps of The Walking Dead, and then I got Sunday Fun Day. Drinko Bingo. We play free bingo, and if you win, you get free alcohol. Pretty cool, huh?
Battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.